Hello there, and welcome to Can You Guess That? I'm your host, Caitlin Best.
And I'm your host, Matt Olson.
How are you doing, Matt? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing real good. I was playing Fallout before this. And I got... I saw Ganondorf. It was really scary. Yep.
Have you made any waffles recently or cooked any yummy foods? Any blue aprons?
I was going to say, yeah, I don't actually know how to cook, but sometimes I get some food in the mail that I heat up on the stove.
Right, according to
some really good instructions, yeah.
Yeah, they're good instructions.
Yeah, it's me, Matt Olson.
So here we are in your room, Matt.
It's in the recording studio. In the
great
studio,
room.
Yeah.
Love being here every week.
Oh, and it's such a pleasure to have you. I love it when you are here in my room.
Yeah.
The Matt Olson Palace. That's what I like to call it.
The Matt Palace.
The Matt Palace.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, nothing's really new with me. Anything new with you?
No, not really.
I know what's new with both of us.
Oh, we've got a guest this week. Is that
it? That's right. We've got a guest.
Yes.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Johnny Flores.
Hey.
What's up with you?
For the listeners at home, I'm a bad friend who stereotypes my good friend, Matt Olson, puts him in inaccurate boxes according to little teeny tiny traits I've picked
little
out
teeny
about
traits.
What I interpret his personality to be.
I'm going to say as, reigning improv king, but I think you did a pretty good job.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah,
are we done
it.
Shitting on me?
I have no more jokes to make about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
The jig is up.
You can only get five good zingers in. I'm not that much of a wreck of a human being then.
No, you're good.
It's Matt. It's me.
It's Matt.
I'm away.
And I'm Johnny.
Haha, you got it.
fooled you guys.
Boy.
Guys,
is it a requisite for Can You Get to that there needs to be two bodies in a bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Bodies on a bed. That's what they say. That's our tagline. Yeah.
Wikipedia doesn't work otherwise. Have you tried to log into Wikipedia
on
your
own? Yeah, you can't do it with just one person.
I've never browsed Wikipedia without someone in my bedroom.
It's probably not working for you
right now.
It's
like a Jaeger.
I'm just seeing a 404.
Yeah.
We mind melded.
Actually, what I'm seeing
is... look at it in binary. You can read it as just ones and zeros. But that's it.
Yeah. It's actually just one large zero and then a really small one. That's all I'm seeing on my screen. It's weird. like the zero is like 100 point font and the one is
like,
really
it's very
like
small. One point.
Actually,
it's a pixel, it's a single pixel.
Let's just shed all of the bit
shed the
artifice.
Bit?
And I don't mean computer bits. I mean funny bits.
Right.
I want to talk about what's the featured article for once.
Okay.
On the homepage?
The rehab. Is this?
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right.
It's really crazy how you got that with the 101 error. But hey.
Yeah, no. Well, we're taking a step outside of the bit.
Oh, right.
Let me get real with you for a second, Johnny. If I had a chair that I could turn around,
the youth group thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Who picks the featured article? I'm not questioning the choice, but it's like one day it'll be a Rihanna song,
mm-hmm.
and the next
an
day...
An old Rihanna song. For the listeners at home, this is Rehab from her third studio album, released in 2007.
Good Girl Gone Bad.
Okay, please don't start reading that article.
I can't picture what this song is, because when you say Rehab to me, I hear the Amy Winehouse song.
It's the Amy Winehouse song, yeah.
Exactly.
This is the Amy Winehouse song, right?
Well, yeah, but Rihanna covered it, don't you remember, in 2007?
Oh, that's right.
Wait, that's not true.
No, that's...
It was a joke.
No.
We stepped outside of the bit zone. I'm turning around my fake improv chair again.
Have you guys listened to Rihanna's new album, Anti? It's
no.
So good.
Do you say Anti or Anti?
I say anti. What do you say?
I've heard people say ante and it sounds wrong to my ears.
I mean,
ante can be mistaken for like a relative.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to mistake ante. Yeah.
Okay, so can I just shatter the fourth wall right now and say that for the last 5 minutes, I've been furiously trying to get Audacity to turn off the like playback display so I don't have to watch this thing like making the little waves on the screen, and I can't figure out how to do it. It's driving me insane.
No idea. No clue.
I've done it once and I can't figure out what I did. I hate it.
This is not a joke though, right? We're fully out of bit
territory. No, this is a real thing that's happening.
And we've parted the curtain and we're looking at the waveform innards of the podcast, and we're saying,
it's driving me fucking
waking
crazy.
Us out. Johnny, how do you feel? How do you feel being the saddle? In the digital...
Being the what?
In the digital wiki saddle.
Oh, being in the saddle.
I thought you said being the sow.
Right, I was
How's
like,
it feel to be
oh,
a sow?
You know, like a pig, like a sow.
Like a girl pig.
Yeah, oh, it feels really good. I just rolled around in some mud.
That's what Wiki's like.
Oh, I'm just getting so dirty.
That's what Wikipedia is like.
Yeah, I'm here. I've got the Wikipedia mud just all up in my little piggy body.
Ew.
All right. And that was perfect guest, Johnny Flores.
Yes.
Done for the rest of the episode.
That's it. Yeah, I'm done.
Just leaving you with that image.
Okay, well, let's get down to business.
Is Rihanna your favorite pop singer?
Because I would...
quick poll.
Is Rihanna our favorite pop singer?
Yeah.
I think that's a great segue, Matt. It's funny you ask.
Yeah.
It's not funny because we stepped out of the bit zone. It's a serious question.
Okay, so it's serious.
There's no more bits.
Warranting a serious answer.
You want the serious
answer? Who's your
favorite pop star?
Who's your favorite pop vocalist?
Well, my favorite...
I mean, my favorite pop vocalist is Kesha, but we don't have to talk about that.
Right, and my favorite pop vocalist is Anne Hathaway. As the host.
I'm sorry, that was serious. Sorry, we're being serious.
Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. This was a serious answer. Okay.
I do.
Maybe we can do like a bit of like a warm-hearted, we mean it. We do mean it. We do appreciate this person, but maybe they're not necessarily our favorite kind of joke answer. In which case, I think all three of us have the same answer.
Oh.
Right?
I think so.
Should we say it in unison on the count of three?
Okay.
One.
Two, three.
Rihanna.
Carly Jepsen.
Wait.
Caitlin.
Did Caitlin not do the bit? I couldn't even hear.
Sorry.
Should we try that again?
I made a whoopsie.
Did you make a whoopsie?
I made a whoopsie.
What was a whoopsie?
She said Rihanna.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I was supposed to say Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. Well, you weren't supposed to say anything. I mean, I think this is all just... We didn't talk about this beforehand.
Right, we didn't talk about what we're doing. I had no idea.
Johnny, do you think we like script out the entire show beforehand?
Oh, I imagine that you guys are just sitting there with scripts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there's like a writer's room. You guys get the whole thing. And never once listening to the podcast.
Sessions.
Never once listening have I said, it sounds like they're just talking. Never once have I thought that. It always sounds like you guys have a clear plan of what's going on.
Very formal.
Mm-hmm.
Well structured every time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's always very like beginning, middle, and boom, here we go.
Professional. Focused.
Yeah.
Focused. That's my middle name.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Focused. Best.
That's my name. That's what they call me. It's true.
Sometimes they're like, Caitlin focused best. Is that a statement about Caitlin's focused performance? And then you have to say no.
That's just my middle name.
That's my whole name.
That's just what my parents called me when I was a baby.
It's also a sentence.
It's a sentence and it's a name and it's my name.
Right. Well, it's like, oh, you're named Temperance. I'm named
Focused.
Focused. Yeah.
And I can also abbreviate it Caitlin F. Best, and people are like, is that short for what I think it's short for? And I'm like, no, you dick. Get out of my house.
You dick, everybody has a middle name that is just a property about them.
Yeah.
Like myself, Matthew Alfred Olson. I'm incredibly Alfred.
Uh-huh.
Incredibly Alfred.
Peak
what
Alfred.
Do you, I mean, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
certain types of pasta, you say, that's a very Alfred pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Good point.
I love sometimes a good chicken Alfred pasta.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's more of an adjective, really. So it's like, I'll have the spaghetti extra Alfred on there. I want extra Alfred.
Yeah.
Johnny, what about you?
What's your middle name?
Oh, Antonio.
Yeah. I mean, think about the great actor from Spy Kids, Banderas.
Oh.
No one mentions him without saying, oh, that Antonio Banderas.
That Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. They always have to say Antonio first
in front of his name.
Yeah.
It's like it is his name. It's almost like that.
Almost like you can't think of Banderas without saying Antonio Banderas.
Right. It's like, how will I refer to this person? I have no idea. Maybe Antonio.
I'm not going to say good Banderas.
No, that doesn't work.
It's better than that. More specific. We can get a little bit closer. Just the wonders of language.
Yeah, just really capture. Do you know in the English language, we just have one word for Antonio. But in Vietnamese, they have 15 different words that mean Antonio. Just different shades.
Did Kate Bush do an album about the different words for Antonio?
Yeah, do you know any of those different words?
I mean, I'm not going to try to pronounce them, but, they all just capture different shades, like...
This one means Antonio, like, in the shade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This one means Antonio at high noon.
This one means Antonio, but, like, in the distant past.
Oh, right.
This means a melancholic remembering of Antonio.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to do the game.
All right. Well,
To Carly Rae Jepsen. Question is, who's going to hit Random Article?
I will do it.
And then I'm going to have to
navigate to that article.
I'm basically playing the home version along.
Right, you're playing along.
Which the listeners can do as well if they want it, I guess.
But I guess there's like, I can influence it back. It's like I'm a listener at home this week, only
you have some input.
What if a listener at home could listen to the podcast and say, hey, wait, no, you guys should click on this.
Uh-oh.
And reach through time.
I mean, it's like American Idol.
Vote now.
What you're describing.
I'm just going to have to text Johnny with what I want to click.
Okay, so the article you need to go to...
Is the...
Oh, God.
Vina Nusteta Locomotive Fabric.
Okay.
You need a spelling?
I'm just going to... Maybe you should just link it in the Skype chat. This week's sponsored by Skype. The most Antonio of web conferencing services.
Indeed.
Skype. Get it. Install it. Use it.
All right. Got it.
Use offer code. Can you get to that?
For a free trial.
Wikipedia.
Continue making calls for
and
free
Skype.
And going on Wikipedia for free.
I did not get that message.
You didn't get it?
No.
I just put it in the chat.
It's in there.
Maybe now that I've accepted your contact. This is a disaster.
No,
how do I spell this thing?
Wiener.
Wiener?
It's a wiener, yeah.
Space. Neu.
Nudestat?
Yeah. Do you got it?
Uh-huh.
Well, the A's got the little umlaut, so it's...
Locomoto Fabric.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Locomoto Fabric.
Wiener Nudestatter Locomoto Fabric.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was the largest locomotive and engineering factory in the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Great empire.
And in the... I really like the way...
Is it a fave empire?
Top five empires.
Maybe this is bad of me to say this, but I really like... My favorite feature of this article is how on the... There's a little box that has, like, some fast facts about it. Sort of like, you know, celebrities. Celebrities have, like, weight, height, spouse, etc.
Mm-hmm.
This has a fast fact. Industry. Rail industry. All right. Fate. Destroyed by bombs.
I hope that if I ever get a Wikipedia page, have a section that's just fate.
Fate? Yeah.
Fate. Oh, Matt's not dead.
Fate.
Undetermined. In the moment, I croak.
Dead. Fate. He's dead. He dead.
Yeah,
fate. Well, destroyed by bombs.
Fate. Buried at sea.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this could actually be pretty easy, though.
Okay, what are you thinking?
If we go to World War II to Canada to Carly Rae Jepsen, boom.
Do you think Carly Rae is right there at the very top of Canada?
If not, Justin Bieber definitely is, and she has a duo with Justin Bieber.
Does she?
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it? Yeah, with the
her duet
fry.
With Justin Bieber. Yeah. You know, vocal fry.
It didn't sell.
Canadian.
It didn't sell well.
No, it did not.
It's pretty experimental.
In fact, they took it down from the Pirate Bay, I heard. They just didn't let you host it there. You couldn't kazaa it? You couldn't LimeWire it?
Neither.
Yeah, it was too upsetting to people.
You had to go to the deep web just to get
Bieber
this.
Justin Bieber does this weird thing where he just vomits, and people were just not ready for it.
A lot of people heard that song, ran straight out of their houses, and started stealing TVs.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I mean, there was like a crime wave the likes of which Canada had never seen before or since as a result of that.
There was one crime occurred
there's
in Canada.
A crime in Canada.
And they were like, "What is
and
this?"
And then they banned the song.
Right. It was.
This is making people do mean things, eh? That's not what we're about in Canada. I'm afraid you're gonna have to take this song down now, eh?
Yeah. This was when Justin Bieber was in the height of his just being a shitty teen.
Yeah.
It was Petulant. On, I think, her first
Petulant
album.
Petulant with a capital P.
Yeah. She had just had the huge hit, Call Me Maybe. I don't know if you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And then her album comes out and she has this song with Justin Bieber. So I was like, oh, this has got to be good. Because he was doing, like, Girlfriend.
Right.
So I was
The title, yeah.
Two hot pops.
And the title was so good.
Yeah, the title
In parentheses, the title after the yeah, though, was Go Fuck Shit Up. Go Fuck Shit Up, Canada.
And then Carly Rae just grabs the microphone and she goes, yeah, Go Fuck Shit Up, Canada. And then Justin Bieber vomits. And that's the whole track.
That's the song.
You know what? I think it was maybe a little underappreciated at the time.
Yeah, I listened to it once, and I remember being like, oh, that was a song.
I mean, we weren't ready. None of us were quite ready for it.
Years later.
So are we going to click on World War II?
I mean...
I guess World War II.
Unless we want to go to the Mass House in concentration camp. But
it's just such a bummer.
Yeah, it got sold to Georg.
Oh my god, there was a tornado. This says there was a tornado on 10 July 1916. There's an article about it on the German Wikipedia called Tornado in Wiener Neustadt.
We've never had clicked a link to a
foreign
thing.
Language Wikipedia.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
there'd be no getting back. We'd have to get to
that's
the German.
A fate worse than death.
We'd have to get to the German.
German Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, do we want to do this hard mode?
Oh my god, no, not today.
Wait, no. I kind of want to do it hard mode.
Oh my
now.
God, we're not going to be able to read any of the articles.
Well,
it's going to suck.
Even if we, well, okay.
We just need to look for blue links.
We just need to click links until we get one that works.
Yeah, and I mean, I took a year of German, so I'm pretty tired.
You're going to be the one that
Johnny
can read
guess
the
this
whole language. Yeah, no, I've got it. This is
okay. No, we have to do this.
Oh my god, why did I suggest that? Why did I fucking
Weiner? New state, like boom, German handled it.
Oh, Weiner new state.
Weiner new state.
That's what that means.
This is clearly you just have to translate everything directly, and you understand the language. That's the way it works.
Because English is a Germanic language, so like it's the same. It's really the same.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm clicking it, so it's step two now.
I don't want to do this.
Well, I think Matt just went ahead. We did it.
Jesus Christ. We're not even going to be able to read any of the juicy Carly Rae facts.
Oh, my God.
Or we'll be able to get a new perspective.
I just saw... there's a link that I thought said Seinfeld.
Well, I think that's German for Seinfeld.
It's
I think Steinfeld is just German for Seinfeld.
Hold on. I'm using Google Chrome, which is giving me the offer to translate the German Wikipedia page.
No, you can't click that.
You can't
that
be
shit.
Like, oh, we're doing hard mode.
No.
JK.
I kind of want to see how fucked up it's going to be.
No, you can't.
Okay,
no.
All right, fine.
What about F4/T8? Those both sound very promising.
Are those like the keys? Is F4 refer to the key on your keyboard?
Zero idea what's going on.
See, this is a bad idea.
I was thinking, like, oh, maybe we'll click on it, and then from there we can just, like, do World War II.
Because
in
the
German,
other thing that
and,
you
like,
didn't count on is the fact that this is not only is this German Wikipedia, but this is an article about a tornado that happened in 1916.
That's fine. I think we should just click on Weiner Neustadt. Neustadt?
Weiner Neustadt.
Weiner Neustadt. Thank you, Johnny, for the assist there.
Okay.
And then just go get to Germany.
See, I did thought it. We could click on Seinfeld.
Oh, okay, here's Österreich. That's Germany in German.
Right, yeah.
All right, so Österreich. All right. Step four.
No, cool.
We're going to skip
okay,
over
I guess
Weiner
we could go to Österreich. We can't read this. I don't understand these words.
Oh, well, Weiner Neustadt is the Elftgrosse, so the largest state in Österreich.
Okay.
Nailed great. It. That's the one fact you need about Weiner Neustadt.
Perfect. And now we go to Österreich.
Österreich.
All of our Austrian listeners are really, just, really insulted right now.
Oh my god.
Wappen.
And the Germans.
What does this word Wappen mean? I know what Flagge means.
Flagge, and then Wappen is when, you know, sometimes you need
it
to...
sounds like jerking off.
I was going
to
say.
Sometimes you need to Flagge yourself, and sometimes you need to Wappen off.
Yeah.
This is not.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Confident about and this. I'm scrolling through. I'm seeing pictures of mountains, of sunsets, of maps.
Yeah, sunsets are
this,
nice.
Look at this beautiful pier.
Mountains are nice.
See, this is just a different approach to playing the wiki game because now we can't focus in
on anything.
On the words, we can see the images and we can really feel the structure of the article and trust that
right.
our instincts
oh
will lead us.
Navigating Wikipedia visually is the ideal way to do a podcast.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
We're just going to focus on the pictures.
If there's one thing better than
episode.
Talking about Wikipedia,
it's talking about pictures.
Talking about the pictures on Wikipedia.
There's so many maps on this page
you can't
in different
read
colors.
On Wikipedia. Oh.
There is a fucking bar chart.
Great chart. What is this
when
chart
When was the
about?
Last time you saw a bar chart on an English language article that looked this professional?
You're right. It looks really good. I can
Holy
tell they used
shit.
Excel.
Oh my god, you're right.
Oh, there's a... is this all one word? That's all one word.
Yeah.
Jahr,
so that's year. Years.
Dirch.
And then the rest of the words that they combined.
Okay, so we need to find like World War One,
Österreich,
or maybe the League of Nations,
League of Nations.
You've seen that History of Japan. You've all seen that History of Japan video, right?
All of you listeners,
Venus
have,
von Willendorf,
right?
Johnny hasn't, I think.
Yeah,
have you seen the History of Japan video?
No,
we'll watch it as soon as we get off the.
Yeah.
Chat.
Maybe we'll include a link in the show notes to the best 9 minutes.
What's the guy's name?
The most educational 9 minutes I've had in the last
Bill
six
Wirtz.
Months. Bill Wirtz with a Z.
Wirtz.
He's the
Billiest Wirtz that I know.
Yeah, you can't say Wirtz with that same Bill.
Sure can't.
Okay, I'm scrolling and I'm seeing some things I recognize with my eyeballs that are contemporary with World War II. Like the year 1942. I saw that. It's the same in German as in English. It's great.
How far down is that?
It's below 1939 and above 1945.
Wait, but actually, that's Matt, the thing you're forgetting is that in German they spell the numbers backwards from how we do it.
Is that so?
Yeah. So that's actually a future year.
Oh shit!
Hold on.
They got a future wiki?
Hold on. I have to take this call.
You well, no, you don't.
I have to.
We'll just
for a second.
Cut here.
Oh my god.
I can text him. I'll text him.
Just the front door is unlocked. Dan, just
open
the door.
I'll text him.
Are we gonna have another guest?
We're just gonna. He's gonna walk in, and we're gonna say just
sit down and don't say anything.
Fucking
A. Excuse us.
35 minutes.
We are getting somewhere.
You guys.
Sorry. It's not our fault. I was up at 9 o'clock ready to get churros.
Yeah.
And none of the other people were up.
Fucking churro.
Except for Johnny.
Thing.
But then we just delayed this, which also means...
Oh, Klimt. Anyway. Oh, I wonder... I found
Klimt.
Gustav Klimt.
Oh, Klimt.
Could we go from him to art,
to art,
music, to Bieber,
Jepsen.
To Jepsen?
from music to Bieber.
I bet Bieber is on there.
I think Klimt is going to be way more interesting to talk about than, like, the war. These are two people smooching.
That's a pretty hot pick, really.
Oh my god, I fucking my aunt was really into Klimt.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of those things that it's just like, this has always been...
It's always...
In my life, is like, mm-hmm. this is good art.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Love that smooch.
Okay, what are we getting to? Are we clicking on the year 1942?
We got Freud. You could psychoanalyze Carly Rae. Yeah, if you scroll down, we've got Musik, Mozart. Bearbeiten.
Yep. We've got Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Mahler.
Schubert.
Okay, so...
Schoenberg.
Liszt.
Let's see if we can... I can see... I see Eurovision Song Contest.
Ooh, down a little where? Further.
Oh, is there Austrian Idol? Is that a thing?
Okay, that's...
Again, this is...
Die Linzer Hip-Hopper Texter. Das Downtempo-Duo.
Österreich is Germany, not Austria.
No, Österreich
Miles
is Austria.
Oh, right, that's Deutschland.
Oder die Metalbands. Die Metalbands Belfegor aus Salzburg.
Ja.
Do you know any of these metal bands?
No.
Soap and Skin.
Soap and Skin.
They've got some hipsters in Österreich.
Do you know what Linzer means?
That's the chocolate.
Oh, right. The chocolate hip hopper.
Oh, yeah, those Linzer chocolates. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, I think I think this is doable.
Electro
right?
Swing? Do we think that.
Falco, okay?
Falco?
You see Falco?
No.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, Falco did the song Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh.
Amadeus.
Oh,
Rock
Me Amadeus.
Right.
Yes. So Falco was like pop music. We should be able to navigate
also
to some kind of...
There's Austropop.
Austropop
is not going to have a link to Canadian pop. Canado pop.
Have a link to pop.
Or we can click Eurovision. I think Eurovision is like 99% guaranteed to have a link to pop music.
Okay. I think that's good.
Eurovision?
And I like Eurovision.
I don't see Eurovision.
Right there.
It's at the bottom of that paragraph. Eurovision Contest.
I like this thing.
Okay.
I had a night a couple months ago where I listened to like... I went on YouTube and I listened to like all of the Eurovision winners.
Mm-hmm. Country to worst.
Yeah. And a lot of them are not very good.
Country to worst.
Some of them are very good. Like, you know the song Volare? This is an old song.
Eurovision?
It was on it was one of the early winners of Eurovision. It got covered by many different people. Dean Martin, among others. It's a good you should look it up if you don't know the song.
Volare.
Nope.
Waterloo?
Yeah, Waterloo by ABBA.
Waterloo is a great song.
Yep.
You know what I'm noticing?
France Gall?
No.
Wow, they did like I didn't
Canada's not in Europe. Fuck.
Yeah, this
Canada's
is
not in Europe. I thought we were so close.
Damn it.
But there's gotta be a link to televised singing competition. That should be an easy one to find in German.
That should be all one word, right?
Oh,
contest.
Yeah, it's to be like...
Okay, in Deutschland, under the something name... Okay. This French name is known as that also. Eurovision...
Oh, they've got Asians. Canada!
Wait, I see Celine Dion.
I see Canada.
Wait, this is with a K though. That's different.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, wait. Pause. Do we really think that from the German article about Canada, we're going to be able to do this?
From Canada, we could switch back into English.
I think we can
think
get there from Celine Dion for sure.
Canada's you think Celine Dion gem. More than?
It's possible. Oof.
Worst case scenario, from Celine Dion, we can go to Canada.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out.
Worst case.
They've got to have Canada and Celine Dion.
Yeah. Do you see the link?
No, where is it?
It's under Eurovision Song Contest, Al's Career Start.
Oh my God. Oh my Jesus, this Lord. What did you just say?
This is such a long article. What number is it?
It doesn't have its own number.
What
I think.
What subsection is it in?
Yeah.
Number wise.
Oh, it's 8.5.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Celine Dion. See Celine Dion. There we go.
There we go. Right. Okay.
Oh, boom. Shit. There was Riverdance in there.
Ah, oh, fuck. We missed out on a good chance to tap a tap a tap a tap 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 tap.
You didn't miss out. You just did it.
Good job. Right.
That sounded a bit more like Stomp, though.
Oh, wait. No. Sorry. This is Stomp. Tap a tap a tap a tap. Tap 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 tap.
Okay, there we go.
Well, that is,
gotta get those sounds in.
Wait, go back. I saw American Idol. Keep going up. A little more.
Neo, Babyface, Stevie Wonder.
A little more.
See, this is
Elvis Presley.
The closer we move to things.
Stuart Little, too.
Okay.
But see, you can understand so much of this article just by context and names.
Can I scroll for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
What'd you say, Matt?
We can understand this article so much because it's mostly just names 100% from
Grammys, Golden Globes. Oh, I bet if we clicked on Grammys, there will be an entire 8-paragraph section
about all the Grammys Carly Rae has won.
Well, no, about how she got fucking snubbed.
How she got snubbed.
They hashtag were like, justice for emotion.
Emotion. No, you know what? 1989 was pretty good.
There's a whole section called hashtag justice for emotion, and it's half the article.
Oh, yeah. The Grammys article, like all the Grammys through history.
I just want to try this sentence out on you and tell me if you think you understand what it means, or this sentence fragment. Dies war Zuvor ner Michael Jackson meet Thriller und Alanis Morissette meet Jagged Little Pill. Well, see? You understood like 50% of that fragment, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're learning German but as we go.
Listen, I feel like I did not understand the part that like matters.
Dies war Zuvor ner?
Yeah, I feel like that's the part that matters.
Right, because then the rest of it was just this person with...
Oh, you're trying to tell me that Michael Jackson and Alanis Morissette don't matter? They're the subjects of this sentence.
Oh, my God. I think they might be the objects.
Everybody gets a shout-out with that.
But see, this is the problem. This is part of the core that I'm not understanding. I don't understand, like, what relationship any of these items are to each other, and also what they're doing to each other.
Beatles,
which is, like, the whole thing.
I'm pretty sure that sentence is one guy saying... Michael Jackson's Thriller and Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill are my favorite albums.
They're great.
They're good.
Just plopped right in there.
If you like Celine Dion, have you considered
Susan Sarandon?
The way that you say private life in German is Privatleben. Just thought I'd tell you.
Privatleben.
Quebec. Is she from Quebec? Yeah. Where in Canada is she from?
She's from who?
Well, Celine Dion is from Quebec.
No, Carly Rae is not from Quebec. She's from
Toronto?
A small town in British Columbia, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. I know that. Cher. I know that because I've watched all her Canadian Idol performances.
So what did she do on Canadian... Was she doing original songs on Canadian Idol? Or
she did one or two original songs, and then it's covers. I mean, it's almost all covers.
The judges
fucking loved her. They were obsessed with her. Although maybe they were that effusive in their praise about everyone because it's Canadian.
Canada. But I mean, to be fair, I love her. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, like, for sure. They were like
the standard reaction.
They were, you know, she came in third place, but the judges were like, "Carly, you're gonna be a star."
And they were right. So right.
It's like,
have we decided what we're gonna click?
No, we have not.
U.S.
not
charts.
Anyway. U.S. charts, that works. Do it.
Oh,
from
we
Billboard
think so? Magus-
Pull the trigger.
Billboard Magazine.
Wait, we just left Matt behind. He has no idea where that was.
Oh.
Yeah, God.
It's, you can control F, I would say, for that.
Yeah, because you're just catching up with us.
Because you're just catching
up. Am I clicking the charts?
U.S. charts.
If you hover over it, it says Billboard, Magazine. Oh, this is just for fucking Billboard Magazine, not even the fucking Billboard charts.
Well, shit.
God. Damn it. Billboard Hot 100? Call me
Wait,
maybe.
Hover, okay.
It had to be a Hot 100,
Hot 100
song, right?
For what year?
Would have been 2011,
God.
Right?
Where is this? This is the German...
No, slow down. Chill. Slow down. Scroll down slowly.
Johnny, you don't understand that you can't just click whatever you see.
Okay, so the 1940s and 50s, I don't know what these words mean.
Right, I'm saying since this is, I feel like...
There should be a breakdown of, like, specific years somewhere.
But since it's in the German language, this is the end of it. They're like, they didn't go all crazy because Billboard Magazine is an American magazine.
See, this is why this is a bad idea.
Well, what if we just switch back into English here?
How do we? You wait. No. Whoa. This was not.
We can't just play English. If we just go in the sidebar.
And I think that switching to English just goes to the main page.
No, it doesn't.
No, it goes to this article. Actually,
this is amazing.
This article in other languages. This is what, Matt?
This is game changing.
But this is like cheating.
How is it cheating? We're still just using the links.
It's a step.
No, the links, you don't use those links over there.
We're just shifting the paradigm.
We never said we couldn't use the sidebar links if it would take us to an article. We said we could also click random article again in the middle of a string if we felt like we were totally hosed. Fucked,
which we've never done.
But random article would be in the sidebar.
Ugh, I just feel like the rules...
Years from now, like the constitutional structure of scholars, this podcast, I mean, Wikigame scholars...
They're going to look back on this. This is going to be a precedent. This is going to set a bullshit precedent. You guys wanted to play this game on hard mode. And now you just want to bail out like it's nothing.
Audio on demand. Spotify. YouTube. Fine.
Okay, slow down.
New Music Fridays.
List of number one hits in the USA.
Magazine?
And Call Me Maybe was definitely number one, right?
Definitely.
Wait, what page are you on now?
So, Liste der Nummer 1 Hits in den USA.
What?
Where are you?
I'm on Billboard magazine.
Okay, so you need to click. Jesus Christ!
I clicked Billboard Hot 100.
Okay.
You got that?
Hot 100.
And then, where did this link go? Under. Geschichte der Nummer 1 Songs in den Billboard Hot 100.
It's like most of the way down the page.
It says "Poor Little Fool" von Ricky Nelson. For
Hits in den USA.
Okay.
Perfect.
What was this? 2014.
Well, I don't know.
What? I don't remember. Call Me Maybe.
God, this is we're like playing. This is dangerous.
It had to be 2014.
We can't. We, click, playing we cannot click the wrong. The wrong year.
Wait, no, it was not 2014. I think it was 2013. Call Me Maybe.
Mariah Carey's got a bunch.
When was it? Matt, when was the song?
Call Me Maybe was 2011.
11?
No.
It definitely wasn't 14. I know that.
It was not 14.
2011?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Where were you? Go back in time. Where were you?
Yeah, this is worth thinking about.
Where did you first hear Call Me Maybe?
It definitely was 2011. It was summer after our freshman year in college.
Okay.
Wait, but that's 2010.
Was it 2010? 2010 is 6 years ago. There's no way.
No, there's definitely a possible way. There's definitely a way. It definitely could be.
Oh, man. Wait, do we see any collaborators of Carly Rae listed on this page?
I don't see Justin Bieber, and I don't have any Elvis, other collaborators. Elvis Presley. Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
That sick duet they dropped back in 1958.
Yeah. Yeah, Carly Rae, she's actually a time traveler.
I could believe it.
She's just been weaving through
Yeah, that's why she's actually like 30, but she looks like she's 16.
Just been weaving through wormholes. The multiverse for centuries. I told you last episode that my favorite... monarch is Maria Theresa of Austria.
Right.
Carly Rae.
favorite time traveler?
That's her. Carly Rae is Maria Theresa. Teresa.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Caitlin, I do want to apologize to you.
My boo. Oh my god, featuring
Johnny.
Alicia Keys.
Johnny's tearing my room apart right now.
Warpath for just a moment so I can talk to Caitlin.
He's also going to he's removed himself from the headphones.
I cannot hear what Matt is saying.
And he's tearing my room apart and he's trying to leave.
Oh my god.
I can't hear what you're saying. So it's you and me. We're gonna do this.
Like,
oh my god, he just dropped a flag on my head.
I know. Caitlin, I want to.
Can you see me? Are you seeing this?
Yes. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing the flag on your head. I want to apologize for choosing hard mode. I feel like things have started to unravel.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, things are.
And I want to just be really honest with you. It's because I felt really hurt by what you said. at the top of the show when we were pretending that Johnny was me and that I was Johnny. It really... I just wanted to do a podcast today.
I do feel like Johnny should be the one you're apologizing to because he started that.
No, I don't care how Johnny feels. You're my full-time co-host.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I can lock him out of the room.
We can go back to just being two people doing a podcast in the middle of the episode we have a guest on. Yeah. That would be a precedent setter right there. Setting some podcast precedent. Halfway through, they just lock the door.
Oh my god. I feel like I'm playing fucking Russian roulette here. Do you remember what year this song came out?
Okay. It could be 2010 or 2011.
It could be either one of those years. Okay, maybe... it's not that dangerous, because we click on that year, it's going to show us the number one hit for that year, and then we can just come back to this page if it's wrong, right?
I think so.
Okay.
So what do we feel in our heart is true?
In my heart, I feel it's 2011, but in my head, I feel it's 2010.
In my heart, I feel it's 2011.
Okay, let's go with that then.
All right,
2011. Listed number one hits... in the USA.
Oh, I'm scrolling through with anxiety. Let's see. Oh, fuck. Really?
Nope. Wrong year. That's the wrong year.
Oh, wait. There's still the list of numbers at the bottom. We can just figure it out.
Okay,
try
so
again.
Let's click over to 2010. At the bottom? Yes?
Is it at the bottom?
Yeah, the blue bar at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but
it did not happen
in 2010.
But
I think you got to try 2012.
Wrong.
Fuck.
Maybe I think Johnny's it's closer to the future.
All right, are you at 2010? You with us?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Okay, go to 2010.
All right.
Well, I mean, he could just meet us in 2012. He doesn't need to...
Oh, man. Sorry, listeners at home, for Caitlin's rage outburst.
Don't apologize for me. I'm not the one tearing my room apart.
Sorry, Johnny, ruined a flag that you can't see. Fuck. Well, at least in 2010, TikTok came out. Maybe it's 2012. Are we just so off base?
Yeah, let's go to 2012.
If it ends up being 2014, I'm just gonna scream.
It was not.
You ready? 2010. There it is.
I bet. We did it.
So call me maybe.
Yes. Clicking on it. Wait.
There's our girl.
We did it.
Wait, I can't click on it.
You can't click on what?
I can't click on Carly. Okay, thank God. It's tried to stop me from clicking on Carly Rae Jepsen.
Haters, get out of here.
Holy shit. Johnny, can you just read us a little bit of this Carly Rae Jepsen article in your impeccable German?
Carly Rae Jepsen auch bekannt unter ihrem Akronym CRJ. ist eine kanadische Singer-Songwriterin mit Dancerin Wörselen in Sommer 2017 erreichte sie den dritten Platz in der 25. von Canadian Idol.
Oh my god, some of these words.
Und startete im Anschluss einer Solo-Karriere.
I just want to say that some of these words, I don't think you're saying them right.
I took a year of
Because that word that you said, Stofton, says Stoffel.
No, it's Stofton.
Okay,
That definitely...
My bad, I don't know how German spelling works.
S-T-A-F-F-E-L is definitely Stofton.
Okay, you're right, you took the German, so...
Internationalen bekannte Hingunger erlangte sie im Jahr 2012 mit Single aus Kopingland, Call Me Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
This is really good. Tug of War. Did she have an album called Tug of War?
It seems that way, yeah.
Oh my god.
We gotta get that. We gotta get on that old Carly Rae train. Okay, so since we've gotten to that, let me tally up the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We could have done it in I think 10 if we'd known what your
if we known what the fuck we were doing.
Wait, she did some really good songs on Canadian Idol.
Yeah, thank you. I know.
Oh my god,
she's really good.
What songs?
She did
"Torn" by Natalie Imbruglia. Yeah. She did "Breathe" parenthesis 2 a.m. by Anna Neilik.
Oh my god, she did "White Flag" by Dido.
Yeah.
Fuck. I gotta find all these versions.
Oh my god. "Inside and Out" by Feist, that's a good one.
They're on YouTube. Their recording quality is very bad.
She did "At 17" by Janice Ian.
Yeah, she's good at stuff.
She's got an Annie Lennox song.
Annie Lennox cover.
Melissa Etheridge.
She's got a
"Come to My Window" by Melissa Etheridge.
She did a wait, what the fuck?
What?
Okay, no, this is Annie Lennox. It's on the English version, it says Bob Marley under original interpret.
I was going to say, yeah, well, but Natalie Imbruglia is not the original interpretation of Torn. That's a cover.
What?
Like,
that's
yeah.
a cover?
What?
Torn is a cover.
Of what?
Of Torn.
By who?
I forget, but it like sounds
this
exactly.
Can't
no.
Be.
No,
okay.
This is
okay.
Look, this, we're looking this up on Wikipedia right now.
In English Wikipedia.
In English, please.
In English. Now you want to use the sidebar.
Well, now we did it. We did the thing.
Who the
she
fuck
began
is
a singing career with her hit cover of Edna Swap's song Torn.
Who the fuck is Edna Swap?
My fucking world has been turned upside
Edna
down.
Edna Swap was a rock band in Los Angeles that existed between 1993 and 1998.
No way.
Nobody.
And it's been covered by four artists, one of which is One Direction.
Them. Yeah. And the other two just seem like letters.
Like Swedes.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
This is incredible.
Incredible.
Alright. Well.
That was great. We got to Carly Rae and immediately jumped to Natalie Imbruglia.
Well, that's fine.
I consider that a success as well. Caitlin, I promise I'll never make us do
hard
a language
mode
that none of us can read again.
Thank you.
I feel like I did a pretty good job.
You did.
I'm sure you translated all of it.
Ersten Jepsen, yeah.
Caitlin, can you take the earbud out of Johnny's ear real fast for me?
Yeah.
Johnny did a terrible job.
I'm just reading Matt's lips. I think he just said, wow, best guest spot ever. Definitely got
it. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so flattered. I cannot wait to listen to this in like, oh, I don't know. When is this coming out? Next week?
Johnny, can you take the earbud out of Caitlin's ear real fast?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I made a joke about you doing a bad job, but I love you.
Oh, no, I definitely did a bad job. It's all right.
This has been Can You Get to That? I'm Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. Johnny, do you follow me on Twitter?
Do I follow you on Twitter? No,
yeah.
I don't think I do.
Mm. Shit. Well, then this counts for you too. It's at Matthew Olson, MATHEWOLSON. And
oh, that's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I thought that was like
I thought
just
it was
some
Olson. It's Olson, but it's just the Mac
yeah.
the Matthew one.
Well,
but it's
I mean,
you.
I follow
no,
a couple
me.
Different
okay.
Anonymous accounts. I just assumed it was like somebody that I had never met. I just had a really strong internet presence.
Well,
but it's you. No,
it's
I
me.
Know.
It's
yeah.
Hello. It's me. Is that a reference? Is that how that goes?
Hello.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to follow me on Twitter. You shit friend.
And I do another podcast with my friend Ashley Brandt about Twin Peaks. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks, and we're getting so close to the end of the show. The light is at the end of the tunnel. So, tune.
Is it
tune
light? Is it light, or is
in.
It just a deep, dark cave at this point?
I'm sorry.
It just gets darker as you go into this tunnel, right?
No, the show gets a little bit better towards the end, and then
okay.
you watch the movie, which is pretty good. So. It's like light at the end of the tunnel.
Johnny's trying to point something out on this page still.
Carly Rae Jepsen sang the theme song for Fuller House, which
what? Whoa! Justice for emotion.
Justice for hashtag emotion.
Fuller House.
1989 might have gotten that Grammy, but you don't see Taylor Swift doing the theme song for the Full House revival.
Right. She's never done a sitcom theme song. Am I right?
I don't think so.
Carly, wait, this is how she's going to EGOT.
Gonna what?
Oh, holy EGOT. Shit. What if Carly got the EGOT?
She's going to get an Emmy for Everywhere You Look, the theme song for Fuller House.
No, yeah. Emmy, she's going to get a... Can you get a Tony for a televised... Performance of a musical?
Yeah, Grease, the musical.
Maybe for...
Could you get an Emmy and a Tony for that?
If you can, that's a dope move.
Yeah.
I think you have to be on stage for it to be a Tony.
Is she gonna get an Oscar for... What do we think? What do we think her breakout film role is gonna be?
They're gonna remake Obsessed, the Beyonce vehicle.
Caitlin, how can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at bestkabest. That's best as in my name, K-A, best. I don't make any other podcasts, but you can check out my mug blog.
It's at your new mug blog.
It's a good mug blog. Mugblog.tumblr.com. Take a look.
Nice. Johnny?
You can find me at Da Secret J. At
Da Secret J.
I don't know, should I plug trivia? Is that okay?
Sure.
If you live in Portland, you can come to the Waypost for trivia every other Wednesday. It's pretty fun.
You know, when you made fun of me at the top of the show, you didn't put in there that I'm also incredibly good at trivia.
You're also a trivia champion.
Yeah, Matt came to my trivia night all alone, was feeling kind of down, but then... What happened, Matt?
One.
I swept it. Oh, I didn't sweep it. I got a lot of things wrong.
You did win it, though.
Fucking killed in that Jeopardy round. He was just like, excuse me.
What were the categories that Matt dominated in?
Futures past, he swept the category.
That's the nerd shit category.
Every single one.
Is that like retro futurist
questions? Yeah, so I asked questions. I was like, in whatever fucking year, so and so thought that this is what the year 2008 would be. Yeah. Like
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right, well, I didn't use that because I'm
But, for, you know, for example.
Yeah.
How many? What was the biggest team that you defeated?
I defeated 24 hard boiled eggs,
is 24. It's 24 people.
It's 24 people strong.
Yeah. It's all of my coworkers.
Your entire office.
There's 24 of my old coworkers. Each week they go hot tubbing and then they're ready. They're like, we have done the ritual.
They have a big hot tub.
I want them to do that for real.
Big hot tub. They each take in an egg with them. And they're like, we gotta sit here until our eggs are ready.
It takes much longer than it does on the stove.
Because
it's not that hot.
It's not actually boiled.
I do have to ask though, before we close up the show. Someone challenged the thing I barely eked out my win on at the end of trivia.
Oh my god. Yeah, that
was
some bullshit.
Is that dude a regular and does he always suck so much?
What was the challenge?
No, that was new. So the final Jeopardy question was fictional cities of the future.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really nice screenshot from Akira with a brilliant view of Neo Tokyo.
Right.
And so I was like, this is Akira. What's the name of this fucking gorgeous city that I just wish I lived in?
Yeah.
And they wrote New Tokyo.
Okay, that's wrong. That's incorrect.
It's just patently wrong.
A lot of people just wrote Tokyo. And I was like,
Also incorrect. But I would argue maybe a better wrong answer than New Tokyo.
New Tokyo.
I think it's definitely better to just say Tokyo than to get close and still fuck it up.
Yeah.
You were off by one letter, bro.
But such a big letter.
Yeah, a letter I done got.
Yeah.
Did you get any good text messages?
I'm doing a thing right now because I'm just checking to see how many calendar days there are left until...
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Until we go see Carly in person.
It's like
until
10
we physically
days.
Get to that.
Till we get to.
Oh my god.
Should
we have talked about this more at the top?
We need to burn this podcast onto a CD and give it to Carly.
I'm just so ready for this, you guys.
Yes.
This has been Can You Get to That? I'm Matthew Olson.
I'm Caitlin Best.
And I'm Lil J. Johnny, the guest who's never coming back. Bye.
Run away with us. Away from the podcast.
Yeah. Get us out of here.
All right. That's copyright infringement now.